This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakravarti.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Here's a headline that should attract some attention. The price of a college education is coming down dramatically. Really? No, not really. But several colleges and universities across the country are experimenting with a new tuition model that more accurately reflects the actual cost of a college education.
Among them is Lesley University in Cambridge. Next fall, the school will reduce its undergraduate tuition by 25%. That's a dramatic cut from $32,000 a year to $24,000 a year. But to make that possible, it will also reduce the financial aid it offers by the same amount. Lesley hopes the move will reduce sticker shock that discourages more and more middle and low-income families from applying in the first place.
The move does not necessarily make a Lesley education more affordable for most students, but it is provoking a new conversation about what college actually costs, why prices continue to rise, and what colleges and universities can and should do about it. And joining us now to talk about all of that is the president of Lesley University, Joe Moore. And welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you, President Moore.
Thanks, Anthony. Great to be here.
And we want to invite our listeners into this conversation. We're talking about the high price of college with President Joe Moore of Lesley University. His plan is to cut tuition by 25% and also reduce financial aid by the same amount. What do you think about that? It might reduce sticker shock, but what else needs to happen to make a college education more affordable? Give us a call at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. So, President Moore, tell us more about this decision to cut tuition and financial aid. Sounds dramatic. What did your board of trustees want to do with this decision? Why did they want to do it?
Well, the reason they wanted to do it was looking at average family income, not only here in the Commonwealth, but across the country. It has continued to decline since the drop in the recession over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. We look at growing trends in income inequality. And we also see, to some degree, a model that was adopted at a time when working class and middle class families' income was rising with the gross national product. We no longer see that. So we see a diminution in family assets. And institutions such as Lesley, that was founded in 1909, have traditionally served working class and middle class families. And so we had to ask ourselves, when a price gets to just tuition alone before room and board to $32,000, and we did a 10-year projection and saw it at almost $45,000, mm-hmm. It's not going to work. And it's not going to work for the institution in terms of whom we historically have served and want to continue to serve, and for those families.
So you make the point, and when I say you make the point, you wrote about this in the Boston Globe recently, that many colleges and universities, including Lesley, offer deep discount to the sticker price because of the various aids through need-based grants and merit-based grants. So for many schools, that means as much as a 50% off the actual sticker price. So that's what this new sort of 25% reduction is reflecting, what the average student is going to have to pay, right?
That's right. We've tried to be very clear. Every time we mention a drop in tuition, we also mention, I think almost every time in the same sentence, the drop in the institutional aid. What we're trying to do is respond to this notion of sticker shock that we know from recent surveys that more than 50% of students, when they look at the price that's listed, the published price, mm-hmm. they don't pursue the process to learn about the institutional aid that's available, which means that opportunities to study at a private institution such as Lesley quite often are not on the table for that family. And we think that's a loss all the way around, especially at a time when nationally we want more people going to college. It's important for them, for their economic future, for their families and the community. So if we have a significant number choosing not to go because our prices aren't transparent, then it's up to us to make that more transparent. And so we felt that was the best way that we could do that, that maybe a broader slice of the pie of families might be able to look at Lesley or other places if it appeared more affordable by making it quite genuinely closer to what the true cost is.
But is this really just an effort to make it, to essentially make it appear affordable? Or does this sort of begin to chip away at a new idea, a new financial model, I guess, for colleges and universities?
Well, I think for us, it's got to be the beginning of a new idea, because the notion of annual tuition increases at a time when family income is challenged. Mm-hmm. And even the projections on that continue to be very rough for many families for the next 5 to 10 years. I think those of us in the business, the next step is the true affordability issue, not just the transparency and pricing. So, for instance, at Leslie, we've got to think about how could we sustain new investments in our programs and our people and the services for students on a regular basis with some annual growth without it being charged on the tuition increase, and whether that means some slight growth on an annual basis. But I think for many of us in this business, we've got to start thinking about a way to finance our institutions without the steady annual increase in tuition.
I want to ask you one question about this. If you cut tuition by 25%, you're cutting it for everyone, even for families that could arguably afford to pay full freight. So doesn't that take away from those who would really need the discount?
It's an interesting point of view that some people bring up here. And I guess the concept that I'd like to talk about for a moment is here is what's the subsidy that different students receive? Mm-hmm. So we often talk about students who go to public institutions receive a subsidy of the state tax appropriation that goes to fund the institution and thus keep their tuitions, quote unquote, artificially low. At highly selective institutions, on the other extreme, people think that the students are paying full price. In point of fact, the full payers at the most selective institutions in the country are receiving a significant subsidy through the endowment and other sources of revenue that contribute to a much higher expenditure per student. So even there, the full payers aren't paying full freight. Mm-hmm. There aren't a lot of people saying, well, geez, if the tuition's at $45,000 at a highly selective institution, aren't there a lot of families there that could pay more? Mm-hmm. So why don't they raise it even higher? And what you end up having is a model that is aimed at the 1% to 2% that we're all supposed to mimic. And that does not serve the country well. Mm-hmm. And it certainly doesn't serve our student body. 1 out of 4 of our undergraduates is a Pell Grant recipient. We have a relatively low EFC, which is the federal calculation for the expected family contribution. So we know all that data. We know historically whom we've served. So I think the argument that we shouldn't lower it because we're losing some revenue by some upper middle or upper income families is an argument to sustain the higher ed model of the wealthy set the trend for tuition and we're losing money. It just doesn't apply anymore. There's been structural changes. If we continue to do that, there will be huge barriers to working class families for college.
Listeners, we're talking about the high cost of a college education with President Joe Moore of Leslie University. His plan is to cut tuition by 25% and reduce financial aid by that same amount. What do you think? What do you think about his effort to reduce sticker shock, about what else needs to happen to make college education more affordable? 1-800-423-8255. Let's go to Steve, who's calling from Sharon. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. And this is great. First thought, and I really commend the president for doing this. I have 2 kids in college myself, and the costs are so outrageous for a middle class or upper middle class family. And it's just like the housing bubble, that people were buying houses they could not afford that were greatly overpriced, and we're having the same thing now with these kids, our kids taking out these huge loans to pay for a college degree that is not worth 300% increase over the last 20, 30 years. It's just what's going on in this country is just horrible, that we're creating this huge bubble of debt that these kids will never get out of and can never pay back. And the more aid that the federal government gives, the more colleges increase their tuition to get the aid. So the college president you have on the show is right on, that reduce the price, reduce the aid, because aid is just loans. That's not doing anyone any favors by giving them more loans.
All right, Steve, thanks so much for putting those thoughts on the table. Joe Moore, I'd love you to respond to Steve there, because as I look at your plan, is it going to begin to address some of these issues that Steve is talking about? Talk about first this huge burden of student debt.
Well, the student debt issue is really interesting, and I'll give you some numbers. For example, at Leslie, we have about 3/4 of our undergraduates who graduated in May 2013, graduated with some loan debt. The average debt distributed among all the graduates was around $17,000. Mm. The average debt per graduate with debt was around $22,000, $23,000. I think some debt is okay. But then we get outliers where you can get 50, 60. And then, of course, the media will pick up on the student who has $100,000 in debt and very slim job prospects. I think the debt issue is real. But for us, lowering the price does a couple things. The feds, when they talk financial aid, as the listener did, the federal financial aid is now not truly financial aid. It's loans. Mm-hmm. And the loans are being used, frankly, by the federal government to help subsidize the federal deficit. Students are paying for that with the higher interest rates now. And the Pell Grant is still, the max Pell Grant is $5,500. It's, you know, it went up a little bit. So the actual grant aid is not increasing. But when we lower the price, it means that the Pell Grant covers a larger percentage, which means from a student point of view, that could be helpful. For a donor with scholarships, if we have a funded endowed scholarship that pays $10,000 to a student, when we put that over $24,000 instead of $32,000 and rising, it means the student can start putting together a package that might work. And so I think there's a sort of an unintended benefit for us of trying to get the math to work a little bit better. But to your point earlier, and we've said it, it does not address yet the full affordability issue, because unless we can take on the annual tuition increases, mm-hmm. we're just going to repeat this again. And so that's the issue that I think many colleges in the different sectors within higher ed are trying to think about themselves in terms of how they can structure something that provides more stability and affordability.
Let me read a question from Brian Redman, who writes on Facebook, and this is a little bit of a sort of skeptical pushback. He says, this may increase the number of applications, but not have an overall impact on yield or actual costs for students, right? So what's the point then?
Well, the point is to try and make the price more transparent, closer to the actual cost, so that more people can consider it as an option. I think he's right in the sense, as we've been saying
sure.
here, of that affordability quotient. And so I think if this stands by itself, then it can be seen as an effort to generate, you know, more applications. But I think genuinely, if we're not seriously engaged in the affordability question, and so for us, step one was more transparency.
Sure.
We've retained some of our aid, so we can still award some merit and need-based aid, even at $24,000, to bring that price down below $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he's correct. And I think that's where we've tried to be very careful, because when people have been skeptical about this, we've tried to acknowledge that there's actual merit behind what skeptics might say on this.
Sure.
We have a much more difficult stage two to get to.
I want to ask you about this. I can't imagine that I'd sit across the table from a college president who would say, you know, the price of college is so high that it is not worth it for many, many people. But if you don't take some sort of set of serious steps to get this cost thing under control, could you imagine 3 years out, 5 years out, 10 years out, with this curve continuing to bend up, that you might be sitting across the table from a journalist and say, you know, at $750,000 for a four-year experience, it's probably not worth it for a lot of people. I mean, is that what the sort of issue is that we're trying to address here?
I don't think we need to wait a few years to say that.
Mm-hmm.
For some students right now, in certain conditions, if I knew a student was coming into Lesley and was going to be graduating with $100,000 in debt, I would encourage them to do what my niece did, which is go to a community college for 2 years and then transfer. There are ways to look at the finances of the different subsets within the higher ed system of community colleges, regional colleges and universities, public flagships, moderately selective privates, highly selective privates. And with some good advice, I think most people can afford college if they're careful about how they did it. You know, I went to college, put myself through it, and at the University of Massachusetts. Neither parent went to college. I'm pretty sensitive about the variety of financial conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But with good advice and good preparation for college, I think most people can afford it. But some are making poor decisions where they're ending up with too much debt.
Well, Joe Moore, president of Lesley College, thanks so much for talking to us about this and continuing this very important conversation. We're very grateful.
Thanks for having me.
And you can find a link to President Moore's Boston Globe piece about Lesley University's plan at radioboston.org. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks with Meghna Chakrabarty. There's more ahead on Radio Boston.